Turning our attention now to the ASX. Here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, where we break down the latest ASX announcements from public companies that are doing interesting things. Today's Bulls and Bears report is brought to you by Element 25, ASX code E25. I'm Matt Burney and I'm joined now on 6PR by the Managing Director of Element 25, Justin Brown. Element 25 owns the massive Butcherbird manganese deposit south of Newman that it is looking to turn into Western Australia's second manganese mine and only the fourth in the country. The predicted capital expenditure to build the mine is almost embarrassingly low, but curiously, the modelled annual returns still rival many basin precious metals projects, and the mine life is predicted in decades, not years. All right, Justin, let's get straight into it with some rapid-fire questions. How much is it going to cost you to build this manganese mine?
It's a ridiculously low $15 million in capital plus around $4 to $5 million working capital, so sub $20 million all up.
How much free cash is it predicted to spit out a year?
Based on the pre-feasibility study, we're expecting around $32 million free cash flow per year.
And for how many years do you expect it to spit that sort of money out?
Current mine plan extends out 42 years, but that's only utilising 20% of the global resource.
Have you modelled a net present value of the project in today's money?
Current NPV in today's money on stage one is around $283 million.
And what's the resource at Butcherbird currently?
Resource in JORC is around 263 million tonnes at 10%, and again, we're only utilising about 20% of that in our stage one development plan.
So you've still got scope to improve it further, right?
Absolutely, mate. We expect this to grow quickly.
Justin, Perth is obviously an iron ore town, but a lot of people may not know that you need both iron ore and manganese to make steel, right?
That's correct. You cannot make steel without manganese, so manganese goes in lockstep with demand for iron ore, which is expected to be strong.
And what else do you use manganese for?
So an emerging market for manganese is in what they call NMC lithium ion batteries. So as the EV transition takes hold, we expect much stronger demand from that segment as well.
So what's your game plan? Are you looking to get into the steel market first and then lithium batteries, or are you looking to do both at once?
I think what you said is correct. Stage one is a steel story. We could easily fill demand in that market, and then as the lithium ion battery segment grows, we'll look to expand to that. That's the premium market that we'll chase.
One of the problems, of course, with these exotic type metals, if I can put it that way, is finding somebody to buy them from you. Looking through some of your recent announcements, I see you've sort of got that covered. Is that right?
We have. So we've locked in commercial terms with OM Holdings, who have smelting capacity in Malaysia. They're keen to take 100% of our stage one production and potentially be part of expansion plans down the track as well.
Just quickly, how close are you to financing the mine build?
So we just announced a equity raising with a small con note from OM Holdings of $2 million, which completes the financing requirements for stage one development. So we're fully funded.
Justin Brown from Element 25, thanks very much for joining me on 6PR today. And just remember, Bulls and Bears is only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney. Thanks for listening to Bulls and Bears.
For more public company CEO interviews, go to the Money page at 6pr.com.au and click the Public Companies tab.